excited about our featured guest today. He has, you all know him already as the ingredient hunter, but I want to give him a proper introduction since he is going to be sharing with us some of the behind the scenes and also what else goes in the Shakeology bag. So, you know, Darren has started his own company called Darren's Naturals, which he founded in 2005. Which integrates health, nutrition, and exercise, which was perfect for his background since he has a bachelor's degree in exercise physiology and nutrition. And he also has a master's in psychology, which those of you that have psych degrees know that that's what you need when you're building relationships across cultures throughout the world. And he has traveled the planet discovering new and underutilized herbs, superfood, and medicinal plants. And, of course, to us, he is the ingredient hunter. But I want him to talk a little bit about how he got started with Beachbody. So, Darren, thank you so much for calling live from Malibu. Are you there?
Hey, Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming today. Tell us how you got started with Beachbody.
Yeah, it's quite a serendipitous story, I think. Back in, gosh, whenever it was in 2006, I was, you know, traveling a lot and had every intention of, you know, all the discoveries I was making. I knew that I wanted to create some stuff with this and get these things out in the world. So I was actually moving to have my own business to get these products out, and I had a zillion formulas in my head. So that was where I was moving towards. And I was working with Miguel Berumen in Malibu, and he was still managing the vitamin barn. And he ran into this lady named Isabel, who had very, you know, very symbiotic understanding and point of view about these kind of the way of living and these kind of foods, and they became friends and started talking. And Miguel just mentioned one day he saw the stuff that she had in her hand, and he said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm working with, you know, my boyfriend at the time, who has this company, and we're thinking about doing some other products and for this company." I had no idea who this was or anything, but Miguel called me and he said, "Listen, there's this amazing woman that I think you would totally hit off with in terms of what your point of view is about what you're doing, and you guys just need to meet." He was following and knowing that he had. And so I called her up and we set up a meeting straight away, and they just had moved to Malibu. So I just cruised down the street and she opened the door, and within seconds we had a forever moving conversation on all of this nutritional stuff, since she knew things that I know you would only know if you hadn't done some serious personal and professional work in. So it just flew into this conversation and relationship, and literally within a week I was sitting with Carl by the pool of their new home. And, hey, I want to take Beachbody into this direction, and I have an idea of making this, you know, this healthiest meal of the day. And it was great, you know, listening to that. I had worked with a lot of boutique companies and all these other things in the superfood world. And so I was maybe a little hesitant, but the fact that he was so present. And he said, "Listen, I want to affect the lives of hundreds of millions of people." And being very aware and tuned in to people I've tried to practice, I knew he believed it. And in that moment, I was in. I was hooked. Whatever I can do, let's do it. And he said, "I don't want to hold back." And I said, "Perfect. Let's roll." And at that point, that was the birth, and we cruised ever since. And that symbiosis between Isabel and Carl and myself and Beachbody and all of the amazing team that has been rapidly growing has just continued to blow me away in terms of my very critical understanding of this world and this business. that Beachbody is just expanding into. And if I could, you know, I can't really share all of those experiences at this point, but I tell you, the place that Beachbody's going is, you know, it tickles me to no end, and the impact it will have is just, I just say, hold on, we've only just begun.
Well, you know, you and I spoke a few days ago, and after you telling me your stories, I just thought that there was so much more that goes into the bag than just the ingredients. I mean, it just sounds like you have these amazing partnerships that you've developed with some of the farmers around the world. And can you share with us what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the key ingredient to Shakeology and any other product that is ultimately created, I think. And, you know, those relationships, especially when you're talking different people, different cultures, different countries, they all require their own massaging and your own willingness to open up to however that person is viewing the world and is in the world and farming and practices and policies and all of these things. So it's every country, every situation is so different. And, you know, that relationship with those precious farmers, like, you know, Dina in Peru, who grows our maca. I mean, she is this tiny little potent Peruvian woman that commands just this. She has this air of sweetness and authority within this world, and it's probably, I would say, the best maca that I've ever seen, and have worked with her for now since 2005, and I've seen her working with a few people to now employing well over 200 to 300 people in the area, and her lifestyle increasing to move out of, you know, the poverty range into something that's thriving. So, you know, that is one of thousands and thousands of people and relationships and farmers that we're literally involved with, and you know, that's when you see that effect, there is no amount of sharing that I would like to do on that level. I think that's why the videos are so important, because they also get those people involved and see what's happening there. So, you know, I can't say enough. It's a family of an international family of these wonderful relationships that we have.
Darren, you mentioned something that it was like a win-win, because we at Beachbody are also helping the farmer in what they need to,
yeah,
to for their crops. Is there something specific that you can share that how we're helping them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, Seth Tuckerman, the COO of Beachbody, has been fantastic, and he's been coming on a lot of trips with me. And, you know, his numbers and his smarts in the operations side of things has been such an extension of what we're doing. And an example of that is, you know, we eliminate all of the things that farmers aren't great at. Farmers are farmers, right? So let them do their thing, and they'll be the best at it. So a lot of times we'll eliminate a lot of the things that are hard for them, because a lot of times the farmers will get squeezed. They'll grow their things, and they're not necessarily marketing their stuff. They're not necessarily going out there going, hey, who's going to buy my stuff at a fair price? And they grow it every year, and if they don't sell it, then they have to sell it cheaply, or they have to sell it to a broker. Sometimes 3-4 different hands are involved in that, and they're getting next to nothing with such a valuable crop. And so what we've done is we have eliminated all those other hands. We go directly to them. We pay them we ask them what is fair to you, and for margins, and then we pay them that, and then we eliminate the logistics for them, so they don't have to transport and move things around and get it to the docks and all of these other things. We take that on. So now we've eliminated that aspect, and sometimes investment, they need investment to expand. So what we'll do is we'll buy future seeds. So that gives them a surge of things, and that's one aspect of us playing a role that is, you know, it's, you know, bringing people water or showing them how to get it is the best, you know, is an idea of that. So we're not throwing them money. We're setting them up in a different prosperous way of allowing them to continue to do what they do so that they can expand and they can grow and they can do things effectively, not to mention all of the other aspects of farming that we're getting involved with and colleagues of mine that I've worked with for years, getting them an effective microorganisms and natural fertilizers and getting soil health back in, because if you don't have soil health, you don't have a healthy plant, period. You may look the same, it may even feel the same, and it isn't the same. And so we're helping the farmers on that side on no cost to them.
That's incredible that we reinvest in them to keep that relationship going, keep that the crops healthy. I mean, that's
huge. Well, it's
huge.
It's a different thing of like if you're a company and you stop at most companies, they stop at a manufacturing and they stop at, well, we just get a supply and you get it from brokers, and you know, 99.9% of the supplements out there are doing that, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, they don't really know what's going on besides that, and we're able to go so much further and so much deeper, and we go not wide. We don't try to find the best price and go all over the place to find the best maca. We find the greatest farmer we can source, and we go deep in them. We develop that relationship. We go into their world to support them in that. We don't try to squeeze them, and that's a major difference of business that has led to the success, because that builds the trust.
Really, really good to know. I have a question that I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds. No, not chocolate or greenberry, but that, you know, you must be so proud of the growth of Shakeology since that Malibu morning with the Deichlers. But since Shakeology is growing so fast, how can we ensure that we're meeting the growing demand of the supply?
Yeah, it's always a great question, and I always told Carl years ago, I mean, supply is king. So I've always been aware of, if you don't have supply and you're not aware of these farmers and the farms and all of that stuff, you're going to be dependent on all these other hands involved and other people, and you can't do it. So, you know, the great thing about working directly with those farmers is once you develop the systems of relationships and how to deal with these people in other countries, then you can keep expanding those individual farmers one after another. Because the biggest thing for me is I've been in a lot of countries, and there has not been, because I've asked, there has not been one farmer and one area and one place on the planet that hasn't been a farmer that's came up to me after they found out what I do that is not eager to grow something and be there for you, because it changes their world. It creates economy. It creates food for them, food for the area. It employs other people, all of these other things. So we just continue to expand on these individual farmers. Sometimes they're a 1 hectare, which is 2.5 acres, and you just keep rolling out. So if we need to expand and we have projections for next year's successes, then we're already on it. We're already buying seeds. We're already planting. We're already with organizations that support our principles. We also set up organizations that we set the principles for, and in different areas and different colleagues in certain places, we have organizing those things. So it's a massive, massive program, but that's the fun, because we're changing those lives along the way, and ultimately more people get to consume Shakeology. And yeah, I mean, the success of Shakeology is incredible. And, you know, again, I just say, well, I and you and everyone, I think we've just begun, and you know, there's a lot more to be done. So, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people listening to this call right now, and a lot of people that will download it later on this week. And it's so cool that everybody has a hand in helping that farmer out. So it's like we're changing lives, not only at the fitness level and nutritional level by sharing Shakeology in our fitness programs, but we're also helping farmers in other parts of the world. So
Bingo.
I think that's pretty inspirational. But let me ask you something a little bit more specific about, like, you know, chocolate, okay, like the cacao. I mean, how are we staying on top of that demand since chocolate is presumably the flavor that's higher in demand?
Yeah. Yeah, the cacao or chocolate is a wonderful food of God and food of the gods. And you know, I was just recently in Indonesia looking into that very thing, and surprisingly so, found a fantastic organization that has exceeded all expectations before we got out there. So yeah, I mean that continuous searching for existing ingredients is very important. I mean, so, you know, another thing that's kind of important on that as well, you know, there's chocolate everywhere. I mean, most of the chocolate comes from Africa on the planet, but it's usually converted down into something that's not usable for our standards. So, like, this Indonesia is a raw, organic, up to 5,000 to 9,000 farmers are involved. And, you know, this speaks to a lot of different things, just using cacao as an example. You know, how do you get this wonderful football-like shape pod and these little potent little cacao beans into a drink, right? And so it's a very careful process. You know, you know, harvesting the pods in a sustainable way. And I can get into all sorts of details about how they use black ants to invade all of the pathogens and bacteria and stuff that happen, that naturally can happen with growing foods. But the normal, quote-unquote, normal and not so great methods, people throw pesticides and herbicides and all that stuff, but the planet has been doing it longer than we've been creating that stuff, so there's ways to use symbiotic methods. So, you know, ants literally attack the pod. You touch the pod and ants are all over you. It's incredible. And then you go into the drying process, the sun-drying process of a cacao under some partially shaded, well, they ferment for 3 to 5 days first, which is under some banana leaves and natural fermentation processes. Effective microorganisms are moving and shaking, and similar to that of, you know, the microflora of our own body, we have fermentation that happens and starts to change and intensify some of the good alkaloids and phytochemicals. And then you move into the sun drying and you start baking a little bit and drying carefully these little pods. And then after that, they go into a convection dryer that's cold. It's not cold, but it's not hot. It's not heated. It's not above 40 degrees centigrade or 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And then after that, the fleshy, sugary outside of the cacao is then flaked off. And then you have just this potent little bean. And then that's goes to extruder and is made into bits, and then those bits are crushed into powder and then dried again. And then ultimately what you're doing, to sum up quickly, because there's a lot of steps to this, water is nature's alchemist, okay? So water is involved in all this stuff. So when you're drying things, you're taking away water. And so what you're doing is you're then suspending the chemicals, the phytochemicals, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids that are fantastic in cacao, for example. And so they're suspended. And when you take away that water in different stages, you then allow for the being intact, all of those active constituents. So when you actually add water and add your own saliva, if you water your body, all these things can get activated and they take off and do their thing again, just to be in layman's terms. But, you know, that's a kind of an idea of some of the drying process, but every single ingredient has its own very delicate drying process. You don't do all the same. You know, sometimes you sun dry part of it, Sometimes you air dry it. Sometimes you air dry all of it. Sometimes you cold spray dry it. On and on and on, and it all depends on what the constituents of the individual ingredient is.
You know, that's a many questions come up sometimes on how like some of the superfoods are converted into powder form without compromising some of the nutrients. I mean,
yeah.
Is that really what that process is? Is that suspending the?
Yeah, I mean that's a certain way of doing it. I mean, you know, ultimately, I always go back to if you're in the middle of a cacao field and you can pick a pod, crack it open and eat the flesh of that cacao pod right away, it's the best ever, right? It's fantastic, and that's the way food should be consumed. However, we're not in that society, and the philosophy behind Shakeology is what can we do? You know, the questions I asked was, what do people need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we get those the most effective way in this particular time, at this particular place and space that we're in? So we do it very carefully in those drying processes so that most of and as much of those active constituents, those vitamins, those minerals, in their whole form, not isolated from their natural cofactors and enzymatic friends that help to break it down and convert it in the body, are, you know, suspended in this way and carefully taken care of along the way, and is ultimately, you know, pulverized and put into a Shakeology.
This is so fascinating. I want to go back for a second when you were talking about the cacao, because
yeah.
you and I spoke a little bit about natural variations in the chocolate taste or flavor or whatever. I know that comes up a lot, and can you explain how sometimes the Shakeology tastes a little different? Or
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, I would first say to everybody, if you're looking for the exact flavor of Shakeology, then just suspend that, because you can get the exact if you're using chemicals and you're using potent artificial flavors, and you can go and buy your, you know, leading brands and get the exact flavor every time. We're not in that place. We're not necessarily trying to. We're doing our very, very best so that it is consistent. However, when you're dealing with different climates, different microclimates, different soils, different foods, different areas, different varieties within, you know, you got cacao, you got Forastero, Trinitario, Criollo cacao, you've got all these different varieties, and then you're growing it in a different place, and then you have global warming, and you have seasonal changes, and you have natural soil changes, you're definitely going to get a flavor change. So, you know, we're dealing with raw materials. So we do the very best. We literally have to make adjustments every batch, not with chemicals, but with natural flavors that we, you know, I've spent a lot of time trying to find natural flavors that can be as potent to carry this formula. It's a very, very, very difficult formula to flavor and make it taste the way it does. And that's a big thing. So there is natural variations, and you have that. And I just described one ingredient. You imagine that times 70. So it's an orchestra.
I think it's very reassuring that you are there, you know, and you see it firsthand how Shakeology is made and produced, and so, you know, I was always wondering, you know, do we have some quality control out there? And
oh yeah.
So I, you know, share a little bit. I mean, you did a little bit. You mentioned about your direct relationships with the farmers, but
yeah.
What do you do on, you know, what is your day in the life? I mean, with going out to these different countries. I know you can't share a lot about what's coming in the future because we are going to mention some things at the summit, but can you tell a little bit about what you do on a regular basis when you go out to these different countries?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would love to share about some of the upcoming things, but I'll bite my tongue for sure. But
yeah, because
you know,
I think Seth is on the line, so we're going to keep that in the bag.
Yeah,
for
he wants to share it too, because it's exciting. I mean, from you're finding individual ingredients, and sometimes they're plant usages that you may know of the plant, but the usages of it, you've never heard of before. So, you know, some of that stuff is happening, and there's some very exciting new supplements happening. But, day in the life, I mean, gosh, you know, some of the first work I do, and now over years, you develop some sort of, you know, reputation that, you know, I sit and spend a lot of time, and I have a nice little team around me, and understand the philosophy that we're looking for. And we put fingers out in a lot of different places, some based on relationships we already have in countries and people that we already know. And we, you know, if we're looking for different things, the first thing I do is I may know of a ingredient that I'm going, I still want to say what some of these new things are, but we're in Indonesia, and I'll use cacao again. You know, we found out this group that we were there. So, you know, we were lucky to have a partner of theirs here in the U.S. before we went, so I was able to talk to him and really understand what they had created. So if I don't have that, we get a ton of information from the emails and stuff and Skypes, and so we get, you know, certificates of analysis, and it has to be at a quality of standard right away. And if it's not, then we don't even bother, you know. But once we understand a quality in the process and a particular ingredient, then if it looks good and it's a very strong ingredient and raw material and new or an existing ingredient that we use, then we take off and we go see. So, you know, like we went to Indonesia and had some meetings and had some correspondence that looked very favorable. And I showed up and with our team, and then we, you know, as quickly as possible, we start developing a relationship. You know, get to know these people, get to know their philosophy, and it's very relaxed. You know, it's not a business, and you know, it's not a conference call in suits and ties. It's very much you're in the fields, you're having conversations in the morning and the night and at dinner and on motorcycles and on boats and planes, and you just, you know, you get to spend a lot of time with these people. And so once you develop a relationship, then you go out and you start asking questions about what their process is like. You investigate the soils, because if you don't have the soil, you don't have a strong plant. So you have to have an understanding of that first. And then there's water, and water is a huge issue. You know, if anyone knows me, I'm a huge proponent of water. And, you know, a lot of the work with rain catchers came about through my investigation into crops and things like that. And then you're going through the particular process of someone, how someone, you know, processes their materials and the care that they have or don't have. But, you know, I've been pretty lucky. I find really good people, and I have a pretty good knack for following that, and usually when we show up, it's pretty favorable. And I go to a region, I'm usually asking, I have something in mind, I have an ingredient in mind, but then of course I'm getting into the culture, and then you go, and hey, what else do you guys eat? And because in most situations, culturally, they will not even know some of the gifts that they have that are yet to be given to the rest of the world, and you find out what their staples are. I mean, these people are eating staples and are sometimes in a third world situation, but they're thriving and surviving. And so, like, hey, what are you doing? What are you eating? And sometimes that's the next latest superfood.
This is totally cool. And I said to you the other day how many people here at the corporate offices are living vicariously through you and absolutely love your job. And I'm sure many of the coaches feel like you have the killer job. So how about take us out with what do you just love about your job?
Oh, my God. There's so many things. Are you kidding? I mean... I would say first, you know, the travel is, you know, very, you know, it's easy to dramatize that in terms of like, oh, it's the best ever. But, you know, it is, and it takes a degree of like, I hammer it. Like we don't sleep often. We are moving in planes, trains, automobiles, like it's full on, and I collapse when I come home. which is fantastic. I can't not do it. Like, put me on a vacation and 24 hours I'm going to be asking the local people or wherever I am and finding, you know, hey, what are you guys doing? Where, what are you growing? What, blah, blah, blah. But I think, that, you know, some of the biggest things is doing what I'm seeing happen now, because I get more motivated by the random emails and the Facebooks and the all of these things of people, their lives are literally changed. And I don't want to sound cliche with that, but for me, humble Darren sitting in his little place in Malibu and running around the planet, I can stay very individualized in my own way, but to literally see thousands of people affected by this is just fuels me to no end. So, you know, as much as it's everyone, you know, consuming Shakeology and, you know, all the other things coming up, it's that gift that, you know, you're, you know, it's paying forward in such a powerful way. And oftentimes when I formulate, I'm not formulating anything for myself necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting in the awareness of everyone out there that may not ever get to have this exposure and what our bodies needing right now. And so that, that's the motivation. And everything I do, I created my job because I could. And I didn't set out doing it. I wasn't 3 years old going, I'm going to run around the planet and eat superfoods. I think I just let go of every goal I had, because every door I opened, it was a whole new world. Like, you know, I wasn't planning on creating Shakeology. I wasn't planning to do that. I was going down a whole new path and a different path. And, you know, I'd let go of my goals so that I could receive what Carl was offering me and what Isabel was offering me. And it's so much greater than I could have possibly imagined. So one thing that I would share to people is, like, listen, have your goals and have your intentions, but when you're opening those doors, let them go so that you can also receive maybe what the universe is throwing you that is beyond your wildest dreams. So I'm living a dream, and I'm stoked that people are, you know, getting some benefits from it.
Thank you so much, Darren. This was so inspirational. Thank you for sharing that with us. And you know what? Today, when I have my Shakeology, I'm going to think for 1 minute just before I take a sip of everything that went in it. And I'm totally inspired, totally proud, and I appreciate you coming on. So we're going to see you at the summit. For many of the coaches that are on the call that are attending summit, there will be a training workshop, and Darren Olean is in that workshop. So thank you, Darren.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm going to throw this back to Jeff Hill. If you have any last-minute things for us.
Sandy, thank you. Darren, thank you. Great call. Insightful. I know we could go on for a long time and pick up just, it'd be fun to be able just to pick your brain on these things.